For today's In Touch, I talked to Mike Minders about Riverside's Trek Fest, which is coming up this weekend. Today, we'll go over what to expect from this weekend's festival. Are you the lead organizer of Trek Fest?
I am the president, lead organizer, parade chairman, demolition derby chair, and supreme overlord.
This year is Trek Fest. First off, any new additions?
Yes, this is our Trek Fest 30, and we have a new addition Friday night. We have a demolition riding lawnmower derby.
How does that work?
Well, 20 horse max. You got to remove the mower deck and any PTOs that might be on any glass, plastic, or such. And they have shrouds that they weld on the sides to protect your legs. And basically, you take your old riding lawnmower, beef it up a little bit, and go to town.
Kind of a twist on the normal demolition derby. Is this your guys' idea, or did you see it somewhere else?
Actually, it's one of the other guys' ideas, the chair, which would be Andy Rogers, and he kind of came up with it, and I kind of said, you know, it's a great idea. I thought it was going to be lawnmower races, but he said, nope, it's going to be demolition derby. So.
Very interesting. Where's that being held?
That will be down at the demo derby area, the demo pit.
Very good. Anything else coming up new for your 30th Trek Fest?
Let's see. We have our two stars coming. I don't know if you know about them yet or not.
You got a couple actors that were actually on the TV show.
Yes. J.G. Hertzler is our General Martoff, and the other one is Robert O'Reilly, Chancellor Gowron, and they will be here this year. They'll also be playing in their garage band, as I recall that, right? Garage Brothers from Another Planet at Murphy's Bar and Grill Friday night from 9 o'clock on. And we also, hopefully, we have another gal that's going to be coming from Vegas, or as they say, Planet Vegas, Nicole Paddenberg. She is the singer, but I don't know if she's going to make it because she did break her leg last month. So we're dealing with that. But that is on the agenda for Friday night for them. But we also have Friday night, there's another band playing Friday night, Bob Black and the Banjoy. Also, we will be auctioning off two brand new Batliff guitars. Probably going to auction them off on Saturday, but we'll be on display at Murphy's and at the museum. I don't know if you know what a Batliff is and the Klingon weapon that they have, the curved side weapon that they use. Either J.G. Hertzler or O'Reilly actually make these. And they give them away so that we can use them for fundraisers. And we'll be auctioning these off. And proceeds will go to help, again, with the Trek Fest and the community building.
This is a two-day event. You got a full day on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. We have a full day on Saturday. Volleyball tournament, parade at 10 o'clock. 8 to 9 is line up and sign in. And then theme is generations this year because we're doing the transfer over from the old Trek to the new Trek. And then we have a sci-fi swap meet, and we also have some craft vendors that are going to be there this year. The carnival will be there. We got kids face painting, and Meinzer's Catering will be doing the barbecued pork and ribeye meal, which is awesome. And we have spoken with Barb's homemade apple pies this year. She will be increasing her quantity. She ran out last year. And from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Tom and the Tribbles, old-time bluegrass patriotic and pop music will be playing. And Federation Games, we got a videothon. Costume contest sign up is at 1 p.m. 1 to 3 is a kids tractor pull. That's free admission. And then Lone Tree Garden tractor pullers, that's free admission. And they register at noon on that. Then we have the 2:30 Bill Riley talent show. And the nice thing is anybody that qualifies in the Bill Riley talent show can move on to the state fair and go from there. Golf cart rodeo at 3, and we have our meet and greet with the stars with J.G. Hertzler, which is General Martoff, and Robert O'Reilly, Chancellor Gowron, at the Riverside City Hall. Seating is limited, but it's admission charge of $30. But during that time, one lucky ticket holder will be selected for the full Klingon makeup by their professional makeup artist, John Paladin, which is kind of neat. Afterwards, the artist will be autographing and offering merchandise for nominal fee after the session with them. That is open to the public. 7 o'clock to 11 p.m., Porch Builder, the band, will be playing as our headliner band. And then at 10 p.m., Stumptown Shooters will be shooting off the fireworks this year. And they promised me they were going big this year because of the 30th anniversary. So this should be a very interesting fireworks display this year.
That was the first half of my conversation with Mike Minders, president and lead organizer of TrekFest. Tomorrow we'll look at their transition from focusing on the original Star Trek to the newer versions of Star Trek. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.